Welcome to the show. You know what time it is. 8 p.m. Eastern. Hey folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the Experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Yes, sir. It's Monday. It's noon, and our pockets are filling up nicely over the past 2 weeks. Just let that beat sink in. We love to play little Hall & Oates on Mondays to start the week off. Nice little card tonight. Reviewed some options. I'm going to go over those options with you as the show goes on today. Some really, really good spots that we've picked out tonight. Going to let you know exactly what we're looking at and why we're going to be playing those games, which one's going to make the cut. It's all going to go down now. Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball Edition, Monday, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome to the show, folks. Can't be more excited after the past couple weeks. You hear me say it all the time. June and July in Major League Baseball is the time to make your money. Exactly what's going on. 2 weeks ago, had a nice profit. Showed up with a little bit over 22 units of pure profit 2 weeks ago, based on a big Sunday yesterday, which we're going to go over in just a few moments. Picked up another 2.6 units of profit last week. So looking at right around 25 units of profit over the past 2 weeks. Can't go too wrong with that. I mean, this is what we live for. This is why it's a lot of fun. We only had 17 plays last week. Based on a seven-day spread there, I mean, what are you looking at, maybe two and a half average plays per day? You don't need a lot of plays. You just need the right plays. And that's always what we're about and what we talk about there, living to bet another day, not forcing any issues, making sure your numbers are correct, but most importantly, trust those numbers that you have. As you've seen me mostly, we've had two plays this year that we've put out on over-unders, and we're 2-0. We struck gold really quickly last night with the Los Angeles Angels and the Texas Rangers. I don't do those too much, but it does fit my model when going with the first five. I mean, that's where we found our equation. That's what we like to hit, and you hear me say it all the time. I like to bet in a vacuum. Give me the numbers. Let me sort out the numbers without too many variables, and we're going to put you on more winners than not. It's very hard to do in other sports because variables can change throughout. Betting full games in bases, I have done very well with those in the past. But nothing hurts worse than when a bullpen collapses due to some uncertainty. You might have a pitcher who's dominating the baseball game. You know, take a look at high pitch count type strikeout pitchers. Let's just go with the Max Scherzer. You know, not this year because Scherzer has been able to carry the load 7, 8, and 9 innings, not even leading it up to a bullpen. But in the past, Matt Scherzer, pure strikeout pitcher. He might throw 25 pitches per inning. He might strike out the side, you know, give up a base hit. But strikeout pitchers tend to not go that long or, you know, go the full distance. I don't even think Matt Scherzer had more than one complete game in his entire career heading into maybe, I think it was last year or even this year. Obviously throwing no hitters and going deep in the ball games now doesn't look like it's too much of an issue. But a typical strikeout pitcher is going to use a lot of pitches up. So let's just say he gets through five innings and he has 98 pitches. Five hits, no earned runs, nine strikeouts. He's out of the game. Give him a clap, give him a round of applause. Now your game hangs in the balance of a bullpen, who's available, who's not available, who matches up correctly. Now, there are ways that you can pinpoint some equations there with the back of the bullpen. I mean, last year, all you had to do was if Kansas City had a lead after six innings, turn the TV off. You won if you had them. You lost if you didn't have them. They were that lights out. The bridge to getting to the closer was unbelievable. I mean, they have guys coming out of the pen, left and right-handers, throwing flames like, you know, Herrera's there. Wade Davis was throwing flames. I mean, not to mention a fantastic closer in Holland. I mean, they were the complete package last year, starting pitching, good hitting, and bullpen. But why leave it up to the bullpens? We're finding our niche right here, hitting in the first five innings. Again, betting in a vacuum, taking the variables out of the equation completely there. Now, last week, you see me on Twitter, you see me on Facebook. I post when I win, I post when I lose. Last week started a little bit shaky, but as the week went on, 2-1, I believe it was 1-0 Thursday, 2-1 Friday, 1-1 Saturday, 4-1 Sunday. You don't have to force to win in Major League Baseball. There's an entire season to do it. We did have five plays yesterday, but it had nothing to do with wins, losses, units, or what they are for the week. Now, I do put out stats that show weekly, but it has no indication on exactly how we're doing, because whether or not you win during that week, I mean, hey, maybe you had a bounce-back week and you did very well. Maybe you lost a lot on Monday, but for the rest of the week you tore it up and you just barely got back over 500. I like to take more of a monthly approach on that, which we're doing very well. Also, as you see, we are appearing now on the leaderboards on handicapperswatchdog.com. Over the last 2 weeks, units, we are number one on the leaderboard heading into tonight. That's the way we like to do it, but you hear me say it all the time. June and July is a sweet spot. That's when teams still think they're in the race. Nobody's selling players technically yet. Bullpens are still intact. Everybody knows their place. Once you get after the All-Star break and through the end of July, teams start chasing up. You know, half the teams in baseball are now out of it. They might take a little bit different approach, you know, looking at, you know, bullpen or maybe a starting pitcher, bringing up some of the young kids up, whereas other teams on the opposite side who are locked in the playoff spots, they're going pedal to the metal and blowing everybody out. So you're going to get, as the season goes on, a little bit more of a lopsided target to hit in baseball. Whereas that team that was maybe minus 140, they're now sitting at 165 and 170 because you're playing a lot of unknowns. Now, you have to use that to your advantage as well, which primarily last year we did bet full games and we did very well. But we did lose a lot of games late, as I stated before. So this year it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a little bit of a science project to see how it's going to relate. I think we're going to do very, very well, because the one thing, again, you can project is the starting pitching versus the hitters in the first five innings. After that, especially as it gets late in the season, you don't even know the full bullpen rotation. You're going to be trying a lot of new guys up and down from AAA and AA. But at least if they're starters, you tend to see exactly how they do, what their last maybe 10 starts in the minors were. Are they a strikeout pitcher? Are they just being brought up just to fill in a spot to get a spot start? Because those are the types of guys that get destroyed. But if you're really a AAA prospect or AA prospect coming up and you have good stuff, those are the guys you want to take advantage of, because the Joe public gambler is going to look at that equation and say, you know what? I don't even know who this guy Joe Smith is or Steve Smith coming up out of the minors. And boy, he's facing Edinson Volquez. I'm just going to take Edinson Volquez. I know he's going to give me a good start, and this kid's probably going to get lit up. But when you really do numbers and look into the numbers, as I've said on previous shows there, do your background checks on those, because some of these kids coming up in the minors, if the other team has not seen this kid pitch yet, and he's a good strikeout pitcher with good dominating stuff, a la Lance McCullers, who's destroying the American League right now, when kids like that come up, take advantage of them. Because if the kid's throwing in the mid-90s with nasty curveball and some nasty stuff, until those other batters have seen him a couple times going around, they really don't know what to anticipate. And in baseball, that young flamethrower is always going to hold some value early on. Same thing with Mats for the Mets. I took him last week there versus the Cincinnati Mets. I think it was actually last Sunday. Pitched extremely, extremely well. And then he comes back on a West Coast trip. The hardest thing actually to gauge is why we didn't bet the game again. Bolsinger's okay for Los Angeles. But Mats, you know, being a strikeout pitcher with good stuff, you know, Dodgers not really hitting on all cylinders on offense yet. The one thing I don't like to predict is how a rookie on the road is going to fare, because when he's at home, he's got the total package there. Parents are in the crowd, home team's behind him, everybody's excited. You know, you're starting nine, wants to give you a good bump and really focus on that game to give you that, you know, first win and take the jitters off as most as they can. On the road, it's a little bit different there because you can get rattled. Maybe the mound's really not to your liking. You're not used to your surroundings. You're not comfortable. Those are the ones I tend to stray away from. But Mats was sensational yesterday versus the Dodgers and picked up that win at a very, very nice dog profit there. So that's something that we tend to stay away with, but it did actually work in their favor yesterday, no question about it. Let's take a quick look at what happened yesterday. As you know, I like to take a look, especially what happened during the week and during the weekend, just to see how we can apply those games yesterday to moving forward today. We're going to go over a couple games a little bit later in the show that I like tonight. We haven't locked in anything yet, but I have a good idea of which way we're going to go. Initially, looking at the card overall today, I actually didn't like what I saw. But getting into some preliminary numbers, I think we have a pretty solid card on a Monday heading into the week. So I'm very, very excited yesterday. Looking yesterday, as I said, we had five games on the docket, went 4-1 yesterday. Fantastic day, won over 16 units. And I do caution this. A lot of people bought a one-day subscription yesterday as we've been running pretty hot just to try it out. I would love to promise it, and I would love to tell you it's going to be 4-1 every single day, but it's just not the case. Just hang on long term. We'll show you our profits. We'll show you how they do and certainly put you on the right side there. But congratulations to whoever signed up, especially in the last 2 weeks, if you bought a monthly or just a daily package. We've been doing very, very well, as we expected to do, but just let it be known. Don't expect to pick up, you know, 25 or 30 units in two-week stretches there. We tend to go a little bit lower than that because that's just the ebb and flow of Major League Baseball. At the end of the season, you want to have that plus money in your pocket. You want to have a lot of fun doing it. That's what we're going to do here at trendbetting.com and also my other site at rightsidevalueplays.com. Going over yesterday's games, we did, as I said, have five games there. Loved the first game, which was not a very public play. It was Erasmo Ramirez and the Tampa Bay Rays heading into Yankee Stadium. Typically on a Sunday, or as it is, Tampa Bay doesn't really hit the ball that well, and the Yankees tend to mash at home. Getting into the numbers a little bit deeper yesterday, we really, really liked the matchup between Erasmo Ramirez and the New York Yankees tend to hold them down. Ivan Nova's only been back for a couple starts there. Has he pitched well? Yes. But in this instance, we like to grab that first five and the plus money, and it won easy with Tampa Bay over the New York Yankees. Second game we looked at there was the Toronto Blue Jays, -115. Estrada's a funny pitcher, man. I mean, as you've seen a couple weeks ago, he went and damn near got a perfect game, no-hitter, versus the Tampa Bay Rays, which was foiled late. But looking at him overall on the road, he had really, really good numbers yesterday and certainly was the play to go at. And I believe they were up 1-0 in the first inning, tacked on 6 runs in the top of the fifth inning and really just put away the Detroit Tigers. Now, I know the Detroit Tigers don't have Miguel Cabrera. It's still a formidable lineup, but Estrada's numbers were very, very good versus them yesterday, and it was definitely a worthwhile transition. Paying a cheap line at -115 is what we got early in the day. That line, I believe, ended up closing somewhere in the high 130s, low 140s, so we got a really good number on that, and it certainly paid off in spades for us. Another game that we looked at yesterday was the Milwaukee Brewers with Youngman on the mound. I know some people like to pronounce it Youngman, but that J is silent, versus Mike Leake. Mike Leake's been okay. Brewers bat's been hot. Figured we picked out a good spot and got a plus number at 113. Worked out really well for us. It's a very, very easy game as we started the day off at 3-0. Heading into the final game before the nightcap was the Chicago White Sox with Rodon on the mound. He pitched really well. An error in the first inning caused him to give up a run 1-0. Gave up a solo blast to Jonathan Schoop in the second to make it 2-0. They had a couple chances to come back in that game. They had a second and third with two outs with Jose Abreu with the plate base hit would have tied it up and gave us a push, but it wasn't meant to be. They lost 2-0 over the first five, but again, Rodon was very good, just couldn't get any hits and back it up behind him, so certainly not a bad loss and a cheap loss at that because it was only -108. So in those first four games, we had +120, -115, +113, and -108 worked out to 3-1. Debated all day long. We had to play locked in the morning without even seeing any lineups because the numbers were so far off the charts between the Los Angeles Angels and the Texas Rangers. That night game, went with it, just let it ride, told everybody just keep on it there. You know, I was even going to call off the dogs at some point, say, you know, we'll put that 3-1 in our pocket. But these numbers jumped off the charts, and they covered it easily. It was over 4.5, -115. I believe by the second inning or maybe the top of the third, they had that one wrapped up fairly easily. Might even be in the top of the second. It was 3-0 in the first inning. And I believe 3-1 in the bottom of the first with a Prince Fielder home run. So that game, I mean, it comes easy. Yesterday was very easy. Three blowout winners to start. Took a loss, and then obviously they're a blowout winner to end the day. 4-1 overall, 16.25 units of pure profit. So certainly some fun stuff. We did even have a lean last night, which we didn't fire on, which was Washington with Zimmerman on the mound versus Vogelsong for San Francisco. Only thing that backed us up is sometimes when you have a line that's hovering around 150, 160, 165, it's a big line. It really is, because you're risking, you know, that money to get a return on investment that's not as great, obviously, as something would be minus 120 or less. Washington had been struggling at the plate, struggled even last night. They put out a 3-1 win overall, but some of those games, it's better just to back off, because if you're not really hammering at the plate, it's a lot of money to spend. And San Francisco is a very, very good hitting lineup, even though Zimmerman has been cruising throughout the season. So we did back off that play. Didn't really have too much other leans than the games we fired on yesterday. Cole Hamels did his, you know, normal routine. 7 innings, 6 hits, 0 earned runs, 0 walks. I mean, he was phenomenal. Shelby Miller's a good pitcher. Philly's lineup isn't that much, but they ended up getting a 4-0 win in the 10th inning. So that's something that was sort of expected with that low line there. But, you know, the Phillies just don't back Hamels up with any offense at all. It's almost like you get up and say, whew, we got Cole Hamels on the mound. Maybe we can do something at the plate. And they never seem to do anything for him. But a very, very strong start there. Matt Bolsinger went over that already with how that game turned out. The De La Rosa brothers there, you could both throw them off the ship, and it's not a big deal. Just flip a coin anytime they pitch. They could pitch a decent game or get exploded on. So, I mean, we didn't even have a cap as soon as we saw both of those guys out there on the mound. As we talked about Estrada with Detroit, just fade Verlander. Verlander's that big name, or Joe Public might say, like, ooh, look at that, Verlander's on the mound today. Yeah, he's just absolute toast at over like a $150 million contract. He'll continue to just get blasted by a decent lineup every single time he goes out to the mound. McCullers and Rodriguez was a fantastic game yesterday. Both those young kids were dealing, as well as Gonzalez Rodon. Decent game, 2-0 there after fifth inning. Montgomery and Bassett. Montgomery continues to pitch really well. We stayed away from that game. Line just didn't smell right to us there. Bassett did have a decent game overall. C.J. Wilson versus Lewis yesterday. That game was just an absolute runaway from the beginning. LAA's bats have really opened up. It's going to be interesting to see how they close the season out now that Albert Pujols seems to be dating back to 2010 again and absolutely raking at the plate. Salazar call was a very good one. If you had Cleveland in that game, you thought you had a nice easy winner over the first five. But 5 runs in the bottom of the fifth for the Pittsburgh Pirates gave them the win. Garrett Cole rebounded nicely in that game and certainly turned in a decent start for that action. So, I mean, that's how we ended last week, 10-7 overall. So just around that 60%, or excuse me, actually 70% range there for us, which was nice, 7 out of 10 wins. So, I mean, we really had a nice week, plus 2.6 units. It should have been more, but one of those games we really backed off the unit number on the Cincinnati Reds of that day game with Johnny Cueto. Instead of winning 5 units, we just picked up the 2 units. So that's really what the difference was there. I know a lot of my clients out there and customers did play that game full, so you want a little bit more, but we can only say or claim anything from what we do on the overall monitor. Folks, just want to take a quick time out here and talk about why we're here on Long Shots Radio Monday, Major League Baseball edition with myself, Donnie Wrightside. Sky Sports Talk Radio, NCAA football, I love it, NCAA basketball, NFL, whatever you want, Major League Baseball, fantasy, it's what we do. Eventually, down the line, we'd say it all the time. We do the show twice a week, once on Monday and once on Thursday. Down the line, we do want to take phone calls and interact more with friends, clients, family, everything to get the call in, trade information, and certainly never stop learning in this game. Recapping what we do is a big part of the week, as we just did. You want to take a look at some instances which you can apply down the road or certainly down the week and filling your pockets and certainly profiting more and more over the future. Show is about gambling tips, what we look for, why is the line moving, most importantly out there, public versus Las Vegas. About myself, I've been a pro in this game for over 20 years, online with Right Side Value Plays and TrendBetting.com for over 2 years. I take that 401k approach where less is more. Don't have to bet 10 games a day. It all matters on what that bottom line is and putting your clients on the best absolute plays. On Twitter, you can find me at RightSideVP. On Facebook, you can find me under the name Donnie Wrightside. Taking a look with TrendBetting.com, folks, if you haven't been there yet, go to the website TrendBetting.com. Something is there for everybody. All you want to do is go on the website, click on that little light bulb that says the Experts tab, and meet the team. Everybody is there waiting for you. Something different. Lucky Lance Williams, CEO and founder of the site. Myself, Donnie Wrightside, CJ the Razor, Alex DK47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis, the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. You want NASCAR, you want tennis, you want soccer, you want baseball, you want football, you want hockey, whatever you want from any angle that you want. As you know me, I bet all first fives. You might look at CJ the Razor taking a lot of over-unders and certainly a lot of plus money games and certainly a very, very contrarian better. UFC, MMHA's got you covered. Brian Perks, NASCAR, anything you want. Travis Tate Manteri on fire in baseball. He went 4-1 yesterday again. It's just like a broken record, man. It's what we do. It's what we love to do. It's what we do for a living is winning money on sports wagering. Check us out on the website, trendbetting.com. Reach out to us on Twitter and certainly on Facebook. Anybody here, this is what we do. If you want to talk about the game, see an angle on the game, buy a package, whatever you want, this is what we love to do. And certainly go back and forth on Facebook and on Twitter. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, preview the games tonight, give you a couple leans that we're going to look at and why we're looking that way. So hold on. Long Shots Radio, Monday Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com, click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the Experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis, the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Monday, Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. We have about 10 minutes left in the show, and I want to get right into tonight's games. We did take a quick sneak peek last night and this morning on capping some of the games, so I want to go over those with you just to see if we might have any information that might be able to help you out. There's a couple decent pitching matchups tonight, as well as some really, really good hitting equations, which we're going to review. Cincinnati, Washington tonight, Descalafani versus Pfister in that game. Don't really have a certain lean at all in that game just yet, but we're going to take a look at some information there. San Diego and Pittsburgh, we have a slight lean to the San Diego Padres. Next game up on the ticket, St. Louis and the Chicago Cubs, Lackey Lester. I believe you can just flip a coin in that one there and come up with the winner. You know, line's still cheap, minus 125, plus 115. In the favor of the Chicago Cubs, so that one is one to keep an eye on. Also, Atlanta at Milwaukee, Whistler, the young cat on the mound versus Loesch at home. Loesch pitched decent his last couple outings, but, I mean, he could be blown up at any time. Atlanta doesn't have that great of an offense until Freddie Freeman comes back and adds a little bit of a punch, and Milwaukee, as you've seen the past couple games in the past 2 weeks, I should say, absolutely raking at the plate. Gas can alert a little bit later on tonight, 10:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:10 Pacific. Philadelphia Phillies and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Sean O'Sullivan with his beautiful 5.76 ERA versus Eric Sirkamp coming up out of the minor leagues with an ERA of close to 5 also. So, I mean, you know, the Dodgers really aren't hitting that well. Phillies are the Phillies on the road. They don't really seem to win too much, even though they did win yesterday. But a key equation there is finishing up a game, flying to the West Coast and playing. Always a tough challenge, and especially for a bad road baseball team. So that's one we will not be participating in, capping one way or another. Both of those pitchers stink, so we'll see what happens. And more times than not, those teams favored by over 200 seem to get beat for some odd reason. New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants, Jonathan Neese versus Heston. And, hey, what can you say about Heston? I mean, going up against the Mets last time out, shut him down, no hit him. I don't know if it's going to happen again, but that's certainly always tough. It's a pretty cheap line there at minus 135 in that outcome, so you're going to want to keep an eye on that, but we do have a lean on the San Francisco Giants there. One of the key games of the day, which we definitely like, is that Houston and Cleveland Indians matchup. Dallas Keuchel, one of our favorite pitchers to bet on, versus Carlos Carrasco. Both of these teams tend to struggle at times at the plate. George Springer loss for Houston does come up big into this equation, certainly for a road team with Houston. You know Keuchel's going to be on the mound. He's probably going to do his thing, you know, five innings, two runs, maybe one run or less, but I actually have a lean on the Cleveland Indians in this one. They seem to hit Keuchel decently, as well as on the flip side. The Houston Astros don't hit Carrasco all that well. It's a cheap line, and Dallas Keuchel as not the favorite there with a team that's much better versus a struggling team technically at the plate in the Cleveland Indians. That's one to keep your eye on. We do have a lean on the Cleveland Indians versus the Houston Astros. Up next, another lean in this game, Baltimore versus Minnesota. Minnesota looks like, now I haven't checked these lines. This might be a little bit stale, but full game Baltimore minus 115 over the Minnesota Twins at plus 105. Chen's on the mound for Baltimore, decent pitcher. Phil Hughes is at home. Looking at those numbers, Minnesota hits Chen pretty well. And Phil Hughes tends to hold down Baltimore a little bit, so we do have a lean on the home team there with the Minnesota Twins. Tampa Bay and Kansas City, Colomé on the mound versus Edison Volquez. Don't really have too much of a lean on that one. I can't stand Colomé, so, I mean, that line is a little bit off at only minus 130, so something doesn't really seem to be right. I know that might be betting into a stale line on that, and that's not the first five, but something doesn't seem right with a really good team in Kansas City playing Tampa Bay, who's on the road flying in yesterday as well, so really an interesting game to keep an eye on there. Another game we have a lean on a little bit later tonight, that's the Toronto Blue Jays versus the Chicago White Sox. Burley's on the mound versus Sale. Toronto is a mash unit. I mean, that team 1-9 is sensational, but I'm going to go over some numbers with you in just a few moments that probably are going to sway you one way or another there. Later at night, Detroit versus Seattle. Iwakuma's back, one of my favorite pitchers in Major League Baseball. I love betting on Seattle, especially when they have some of the big guns on the mound. But this one, I don't think they're going to win this one right away. So I haven't checked in Iwakuma's minor league statistics yet. So, again, it's just a lean. But Detroit tends to hit him pretty well, even with Fat Cab out of the lineup and getting a number of over plus 150 in that one. Looks like for full game, might not be a bad equation in that game. Now, let's take a look maybe a little bit more deeper in the last 2 minutes of the show. Just want to give you a quick look at why we like Chris Sale and the Chicago White Sox tonight. Give me just a few moments. We are going to bring up some stats on this and see exactly what we're looking at here. All right. So going over the game tonight, Chris Sale's on the mound. You know we love him. I mean, stats right now, if you look at the game, Chris Sale is a dominant pitcher. He's a strikeout pitcher. When there's second and third, he can get out of it. One out, no out. You've seen him do it before. He can certainly do it time and time again. That's always a really good instance because the pitcher that pitches the contact, even if he has a good ERA, if somebody's on third and less than one out, that's going to be one of those games that you might want to stray away from because chances are he's probably not going to do much damage there. Looking at the game, Mark Burley is on the mound. Chicago White Sox, take a look at this, folks. Garcia, 667. Cabrera, 567. LaRoche, 375. Alexi Ramirez, 444. Connor Gillespie, 500. Jose Abreu, 429. Emilio Bonifacio, 333. That's what's going up against Mark Burley tonight and should be able to mash him away. Chris Sale on the flip side. Joey Bats is 1-for-1. Edwin Encarnacion is 2-for-4, but then let's take a look at the meat of that lineup. Donaldson, 125. Smoke, 143. Reyes, 250. Ezekiel Carrera, 250. Danny Valencia, 143. Deonna Navarro, 0. Chris Colabello, 100. Russell Martin, 0. Folks, almost 90% assuredly we're going to be on the Chicago White Sox tonight. because this game just sets up to be dominating. I know the White Sox don't hit all that well, but they hit Mark Burley very well. And on the flip side, Chris Sale should shut it down tonight. Haven't locked it in yet, but there's a really good chance that we will be on Chris Sale minus 140 or less. Folks, it's been a great show today. Catch Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with me, your host, Donnie Wrightside, on Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope you do cash in. If you have any questions, check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Packages priced cheap and affordable. And we'll see you again on Thursday night. Good luck. Hope to see you fellas on the right side.